all my columns.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, listen, no. You don't want me associated with anything you write.
Not this week.
Trust me, you stay away from me.
I actually have a funny story for you because Ben Roethlisberger was our start of the week last week. And if you followed that game, he was miserable for three quarters up until the final 2:34 of that game when he threw two touchdowns and two two-point conversions. And I usually get a lot of hate mail during the games, as you're well aware. As the game is unfolding and as I'm reading my Twitter feed and the emails, for some reason, all these people have taken on your face. So it was like the only way I could describe it is like the scene in The Matrix when the one guy, that guy, all the same people.
What
like,
a terrible face to be like, haunted by.
Like it was just, and I've never met you. It's just your mugshot. You know, I've never met you in person. So it's just your face that I've seen like on your Twitter page. That's what like was in my head. It was like all these people were, like just with Hawkins' face.
That's something that you got to get out of your head, man.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm sorry.
You don't want that in your head.
I apologize on behalf of the whole CBS family.
So now how do Zach was explaining it to me? Like the season long fan. Are you in season long fantasy leagues as well as the FanDuel stuff that you do?
Oh yeah, of course. I played in about 17 leagues.
Oh my god.
And made the playoffs in 6. So not the best ratio, but you know that's what happens sometimes.
Now, is there a CBS party? Is there a holiday party this season, this year, this holiday season?
Can you forward us the email?
There is a CBSSports.com holiday party, which is actually going on tonight.
Oh, really?
What time should we be there?
yeah, how do I? You guys, can you email me directions?
I thought you guys were going to do a remote.
We should have went live from the party.
No idea that the party was tonight. Neil, go ahead, Neil. You can start it off with Jamie Eisenberg. You have a fantasy question.
Pick 3 out of the 4 for a PPR league. Gio Bernard, Ingram, Edelman, and Macklin.
Well, it comes down to Gio and Macklin for me. Because it's a PPR league, I'll probably go with Macklin. Even though he's got the tough matchup against Richard Sherman, I think he can get you know, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 points in a PPR league, whereas I'm not sure Gio will get there or not. So Gio's got more upside, but I think Macklin's a little bit safer.
You have a fantasy question. It's 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Escobar, go ahead. You are on with CBS's own Jamie Eisenberg.
Jamie, good evening. Standard league flex player, LeGarrette Blount, Patriots against the Chargers, or Devontae Williams, rookie wide receiver for the Packers on Monday night?
Well, you made up a guy there. His name is Devontae Adams.
That's something I would do.
Yes.
Unless they sign somebody I'm unaware of. In a standard
call in and make up names and see if Jamie Eisenberg knows which one you're making up or if he tells you to pick somebody. That's a funny game. That's a funny game to play with a fantasy football expert.
There you go. I'd actually go with LeGarrette Blount there. I do think he finds the end zone this week.
Do you have any FanDuel tips for the weekend? I had a rough weekend last weekend. Do you have any FanDuel bargains? You know what I did? You know what I did? I hate to take up everybody's time, but you know what I did on FanDuel? I decided. Oh, I did it for the was it for the Thursday games or the Sunday games? Well, it doesn't matter. But I decided that I'm gonna go bargains on the quarterbacks, and because I normally take expensive quarterbacks, I'm gonna go bargains on the quarterbacks. And then I'm going to pick, you know, more expensive receivers and running backs and whatnot.
Right.
And so I think the quarterbacks I picked, I think I took Eli Manning, which was a dud. And who was the other one I took? Anyway, my strategy was terrible.
It's funny you mentioned that because all week the quarterback who was the best was one of the cheapest, which was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had a massive day. You're right.
No, nobody would have thought to use him outside of the people that probably do, you know, like 50 entries in FanDuel, and they just try all different combinations. And clearly he was one of the guys that you landed
on. So what is a good strategy to do? Do you have a particular strategy that you go in with?
Well, I try and, you know, find value at that second running back spot, the second and third receiver spots. You know, I tend to try and take a good tight end and a mid to high-level quarterback. I've tried different strategies throughout the year. I tried to go with the running quarterbacks because of the 4 points for passing touchdowns. You know, so those rushing numbers tend to add up and, you know, work out well with Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick and quarterbacks like that. And then I try and pair a quarterback with one of my receivers. You know, so like this week I'm going with Drew Brees, and I expect Jimmy Graham to have at least one catch as opposed to the zero that he had last week. So that's kind of the route I go with.
Yeah, like this week, for example, I can't figure out my strategy. I don't know.
The problem I tend to have is, you know, at least for me getting away from the seasonal stuff, you know, because it's looking at it as what's the best player versus what's the best value, you know. So, like, you would never bench T.Y. Hilton or LeSean McCoy, but they have tough matchups this week, and so you don't want to spend that money on
Right. It's a whole different mindset when you're doing the weekly stuff versus the season-long stuff. Don, go ahead. You're on with – I forgot who we were talking to there for a second. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS.
So I need to figure out defensive Green Bay or Baltimore, and I also need a pair. Get it? Pair.
Shout out to the Bears.
Pair running back between the guy from the Saints, I forget, Mark Ingram, Steven Jackson, and Arian Foster. Thanks.
Well, you got to play Arian Foster against the Jaguars. Hopefully he scores and does some more British accents after the game, which would be great.
I can play that the next segment. I've been meaning to play this sound all day, so I'll do that the next segment. If you haven't heard Arian Foster, I don't even know what to do with this, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
go with Foster and pair him up. I guess that's the word you guys use.
Yeah. Shout out to pairs.
Shout out to the pair.
Go with him and Mark Ingram. And then the Ravens defense is probably going to struggle with Haloti Ngata gone now. So the Dolphins should have a good offensive game this week.
EJ, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good evening.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, unfortunately, man, I got Ellington out this weekend, and I'm in the playoffs. And on my bench as a starting running back, I got Sankey or Murray from the Oakland Raiders. What do you think, man?
Well, I don't love the matchup for Murray, but clearly there's a little bit more upside with him, based on what we saw the last time he was able to play. So I just gamble on that, and hopefully, he can break a long touchdown run or do something special like we saw in that Thursday night game. But I have to assume that the 49ers are going to, focus on trying to stop him. By the way, Hawk, I guess it's a good thing now that you and Joy are reunited in the same umbrella.
Yeah, now I can mention her name with no problem. I think CBS would celebrate that, right?
There you go.
Somehow I always screw this segment up. Andy stares at me with dagger eyes throughout the entire segment. I didn't mention Joy's name. He did. What are you shooting me daggers
She's
for?
She's filling in for Jamie next week.
Jamie does this
on the show.
Fantasy football expert Joy Taylor joining us on the program. Now you've got me in trouble again, Jamie.
Way to go.
No. Look, I just said somebody's name. I didn't say her full name.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's right. He was talking about Joy during the holiday season. Joy to the world.
Oh, you said it last time.
Before I go to these fantasy questions, I'm sorry, Andy. I'm sorry. Now he's angry at me because I'm going long again. Here are my questions.
Don't worry. I'll just call Les Moonves and everything.
There we go.
You got him on speed dial, do you?
Andy got trumped.
All right, let me give you my questions before I answer the fantasy football questions from the callers. 305-567-0560. There's one open phone line. Peter Pan Live. Watched it or did not watch it?
Did it air yet?
Oh, my God. You didn't
answer that
it?
Question.
What the hell's wrong with you, Jamie?
I think it was it last night?
Yes.
Yeah, it was football game. Come on.
Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah. I flip between. I tweeted out, am I the only person flipping between the Florida Panthers, the Bears Cowboys game, and Peter Pan?
Yeah, you were.
And the other thing was, Zombieland was on FX last night, so I got to watch Jesse.
Now, who's that?
Man.
I'm just teasing. Extra ice in a fountain soda or light on the ice for a fountain soda?
I'll go light on the ice.
Yeah, see, I go extra ice there. Perrier or San Pellegrino?
Neither.
Really? You don't like sparkling water?
Nah.
Dolphins will make the playoffs. Dolphins will not make the playoffs.
I'm going to be positive. I think make the playoffs.
Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Pepperoni pizza or barbecue chicken pizza?
Neither.
What?
Yeah, I don't mix my meats and cheeses.
Oh, you're kosher?
Somewhat.
Wow. Had no idea. You know, I was bar mitzvahed in Israel, and we get to the hotel, and we ordered a cheeseburger to the room. And this was in whenever I was bar mitzvahed. And they go, we can't deliver that to the room. And I'm like, really? Why?
And a glass of milk, please.
I had some more learning to do. McDonald's hash browns or Cracker Barrel hash brown casserole?
I don't think I've had the Cracker Barrel hash brown casserole in a very long time.
Wow, good, man. Yeah. So good. John Travolta, great actor or bad actor?
Oh, bad actor.
I mean, the worst. I love roller coasters or I don't ride roller coasters?
I'm warming up to roller coasters. I was never really a roller coaster person, but every time I go on them, I like them more and more.
Champion sports apparel, cool or not cool?
Oh, so not cool.
Really? See, I wear it all the time.
Every day he wears a shirt.
I was told by Channing Crowder that it's way uncool.
When you get the CBS apparel, you just wear that all the time.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Coneheads, funny or not funny?
The Saturday Night Live skit, yes. The movies, no.
Neither of them funny. Little John or Lil Wayne?
Oh, Little John.
Yeah, that is a correct answer.
Answer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, or I hate the holiday season?
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year because it's, football playoffs are approaching. It's fun.
I'm with that. I am totally with that. Andy, can I take some of the calls here?
Let me pay the intern real quick. Ryan Tannehill or Phillip Rivers?
go with Tannehill.
Marshawn Lynch or Justin Forsett?
Lynch.
Eli or Cam?
Oh, boy. Eli.
Sproles or Blunt PPR?
Blunt.
All right, intern, you're paid.
Always go with the Blunt. Can I take a couple calls here, Andy? No.
What did you just say?
Alex. Always go with the Blunt? Alex, quickly, Jamie Eisenberg.
Is Julius Thomas back or Crowell or Ryan Matthews? Thanks.
I don't think Julius Thomas is going to play, and I'd go Crowell over Matthews.
Ricky, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Andy's about to kill me.
Hey, Jamie, I love you.
Thank you.
Can you tell me
if I should start
Justin Forsett?
Is this Joy?
I'm a little worried about him, and or Torrey Smith as my flex.
Go with Forsett as long as he's cleared to play. I think I'm curious to see what the Dolphins are going to do with Brent Grimes. Who they put him on?
Sam, go ahead quickly with Jamie Eisenberg. I'm sorry, Andy. I'm so fired by CBS this week anyway. What's the difference with the clock?
I got two questions. Rivers.
Oh, Andy hung up on the guy again. That's
oh, my
so
God.
Mean.
That's so mean.
Mike, go ahead. Don't hang up on this guy. That's so mean. Mike, go ahead. You're on with Jamie.
Hurry.
All right, I got Breeze and Brady and Matt.
Andy, that's so mean. Why are you doing that? That is
Breeze,
awful.
Breeze over Brady. Breeze
that
over
is,
Brady.
That is so mean. Andy,
wow.
You're a jackass.
That
you
is
are a
horrible.
Total, total jackass. All right, we are out of time about 14 minutes ago. Thank you for making time for us, Jamie. We'll see you at the CBS Sports Holiday Party tonight.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. I'll make sure they put your name tag out.
I'm bartending, actually. I'm working for the company.
I'm passing out
the bartending.
The hot dogs, pigs and blankets.
You're the buffet. You're the white glove service.
I'm not giving it to Jamie. It's not
going to I'm show. Going to play, by the way, in the next segment, the Arian Foster sound that Jamie Eisenberg was referencing. Have you heard it, Zach?
I have not heard it.
All right, you've obviously heard it, Jamie.
Oh, of course, yeah, it's hysterical.
All right, it's funny. It is. It is funny. All right, Jamie, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Jamie Eisenberg there from CBSSports.com. Back with great sound after this.
This is the Mark Hochman Show with Zach Krantz on 560 QAM.
Bedivere loves raisins after cleaving foes in twain, so give him Spotted This. Emma.
What is Dick?
Spotted Dick, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, and gentlemen, gentlemen, this is a jazzy fist.
We always end up going long with Jamie Eisenberg, but that's all right. I want to play this funny sound for you. You remember a few months ago with Arian Foster answered every question. What was he saying? He's just trying to be the best teammate he can be. Remember
that's
that?
It. Where yeah,
he,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Here's a little clip of that. This was a few months ago, Arian Foster. Every question was answered the same way.
Physically, you're good to go?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be, man.
Arian, can you tell us exactly what kept you out? What was going on?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be. You know, I'm work hard at doing that.
But what was physically wrong?
Yeah, I'm just out here, man. Just, you know, working hard every single day, trying to be the best teammate I could be.
What do you mean, you go to get back out here and start working? And
yeah, you know, being with your teammates and being the best teammate you could be is like, you know.
It's I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's really, it's
that.
Funny. Like, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but
no,
it is
funny.
No, it's
not right for him to do that.
So, Arian Foster yesterday, have you heard this?
I have not heard it, no.
Have you heard this, Andy? Did you hear Arian Foster yesterday?
I did.
This is funny. He answers everything in a British accent. There's no context. There's no anything. This is Arian Foster's interviews yesterday.
I believe if you want to continue success in this league, you must string together wins, and that is the goal.
Arian, a couple of references in the television broadcast on Sunday referenced Marcus Allen, and you've talked about growing up as a Raiders fan.
Oh, I feel as though he is one of the great running backs, and to even be mentioned alongside him is a very great compliment.
And it's so great.
I think that each individual running back adds his own flavor to the game, and that's what I try to do out there.
I love
what does it.
It?
You're among the leaders in the Pro Bowl voting, top 10, I think. What does that mean to you, Arian? From the fans.
Highly appreciate that. You know, the fans is why we are able to do the things we do with this league, and I appreciate it very much so. and either there's one kid clicking out there a lot, or I have many fans, and I appreciate it either way.
I love it. I think it's great. So damn clever. It's funny, right? And it's not a bad accent.
It's really good, but why doesn't anybody call him out on it?
Well, that is weird. Like, wouldn't you say, Arian, you know that you're talking in a British accent?
I would have just asked him a question in a British accent.
It would have been funny to ask him something about, like, British food or something. I find that to be so damn funny.
I like
funny.
That.
Bruce Feldman is going to join us next. Now, he wrote Kane Mutiny, which is a book that many Hurricane fans have read. He's got a new book out as well, and he's very knowledgeable and very passionate about the University of Miami football program. So we're going to talk some college football, some University of Miami football with Bruce Feldman when we come back.